Could you turn with me in the New Testament scriptures, please, to Mark's Gospel in the chapter 10. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. And we will begin reading at verse 46, please. Could I just say it's good to see each one in tonight. And we trust that the Lord will indeed bless you as you minister and meet around His precious Word. And that the Lord will meet with you in a personal way tonight in His house. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, and verse 46. And this is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ and His disciples. And said, and they came to Jericho. And as He went out of Jericho with His disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Amen. And they end our reading there. And we know once again that the Lord will indeed bless this reading of His blessed word to each one of our hearts for His name's sake. Let's just take a moment of prayer. I ask the Lord to bless His blessed word tonight. Our Father and our God, we thank Thee already for the reading of the Scriptures. And Lord, as we come to think upon these things tonight, we ask Thee, O Lord, that Thou would help this preacher. Grant, O gracious God, that Thou would send the blessed Spirit of God Himself to enable us and to empower us to make much of Christ. Grant, Lord, that Thou would help those in the pews tonight to be able to hear and to be able to see that which they have never seen or heard before. And Lord, we ask Thee that the Spirit Himself will call tonight with that effectual call and will draw with that irresistible power tonight those that are strangers to Thy grace and bring them to the cross where they can be washed and cleansed from their sin in Christ's precious blood. O Lord, do undertake. We ask Thee to glorify Thy name and grant, Lord, that Christ, above all things, will have the preeminence in our midst this evening. For we ask it in His blessed name. Amen. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, on His journey to Jerusalem, had traveled down the east side of the River Jordan to Bethabara, and where he had crossed over that ancient ford and made his way to the city of Jericho. Now Jericho, as you are most likely aware, was known as a city of the curse because of it was cursed there in Joshua chapter 6 and verse 26 after it had been destroyed at that time. And the person that would rebuild it was going to be under that curse. And so the Lord had come to this place that was under the condemnation of God. He was going to the cross. And indeed, as he had travelled down towards Jericho, he had shared with his disciples exactly what was going to happen to him when he reached Jerusalem. But he had set his face as a flint to go to that place where he would die on behalf of his people. But now he had some very important business to take care of in the city of Jericho before he would make that ascent up into the city of Jerusalem. You see, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to find a man by the name of Zacchaeus hiding in a sycamore tree. He came to save that chief of the publicans gloriously there in the city of Jericho. And as he was leaving the city, the Lord met this man by the name of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, sitting at the side of the road. He couldn't see what was going on, but his hearing was acute, and he knew there was commotion and there was a crowd and something was happening. And if you want to turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, and the verses 36 and 37, you will see that he inquired what was happening, and he was told that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And as we consider what followed, it would appear that Bartimaeus had heard about Christ. He had heard possibly of all the wonderful works and the miracles that the Lord had done. And of greatest interest, of course, to Bartimaeus would have been the fact that the Lord Jesus had given sight to a man who had been born blind. Something that had been unheard of and unknown on Israel before that time. Bartimaeus not only heard, but he believed what he heard. And he began to cry. Bartimaeus, you will notice, used the name of the promised Messiah. He used the name of Jesus, thy Son of David. And he cried with that messianic name unto Christ. And he called upon the name of the Lord. And we are reminded by Paul that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And tonight, very briefly, I want to consider with you what happened to Bartimaeus when he came in contact with the blessed Son of God Himself. I want you to notice, first of all, his pathetic condition. Bartimaeus was not only blind, but he was exceedingly poor. His blindness caused him to dwell in darkness. Here was a man with not a ray of light entering into his world. He lived in a continual night. And the fact that he was blind meant that he was unable to work and to earn a living for himself. Now, we know there are many schemes. There are many benefits, there's welfare, there's all sorts of things to help people afflicted in such a way today. But Bartimaeus had none of those things. He was forced to throw himself upon the benevolence of those who passed by where he sat at the roadside. And he begged day and daily for an existence. And if we remember how Lazarus, over there in Luke 16, the blind, that beggar, as he sat at the rich man's gate, as we think of his situation and how the very dogs had more compassion upon him than his fellow human being, we can get something of an insight into how this man, Bartimaeus, lived. Now, of course, the Bible doesn't only tell us about the condition of Bartimaeus. The Bible reveals to us the condition of all those who are without Christ. And over there in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, Paul again writing to the church there said, "The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not." A man, woman, young person without Christ tonight, that is your situation. The devil has blinded your mind. And that simply, that word mind there can mean to dull the intellect. It can also mean to blind as with smoke, or to cause a smoke screen. And that's exactly what the devil has done with you. He has blinded you with smoke. And he has caused you to see everything. He has caused you to be attracted to the things of the world. He has caused you to disassociate yourself with Christ and not to want anything to do with the man of Calvary. He has caused you not to see that he is leading you to a lost eternity without God, without hope, and without Christ in this world. That is your situation tonight. And that's not my word, that's what the Bible teaches. That's God's word to you tonight. And listen, my friend, you are dwelling in as much spiritual darkness as Bartimaeus was dwelling in physical darkness. And listen, if you do not come to Christ for salvation, not only will you spend your lifetime in spiritual darkness, but you will also spend eternity in outer darkness, separated from God, separated from His Christ forever. And nothing could be worse for any soul than to go out into eternity without the Lord. But I want you to notice something else about this man. I want you to notice his persistent cry. When Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus Christ who was passing by, he began to cry out. He knew that this was a promised Messiah. He knew that this was the Son of God promised in the Scriptures. And he knew that this was an opportunity which had been given to him that might never, ever come to him again. As it was, it wouldn't have come to him again, because this was the last time that the Lord Jesus Christ would set foot in the city of Jericho. And Bartimaeus cried out with all his heart, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." He had heard of Christ's mercy to others. But Bartimaeus wanted to experience that mercy himself. He wanted a personal deliverance from the world of darkness in which he was captive. And all right, Christ had restored sight to others. And that was marvelous in itself. But it hadn't helped Bartimaeus to see. He was still in darkness. And Bartimaeus wanted Christ to meet his personal need and to restore his sight. And so with all the power and all the earnestness that old beggar could muster, he cried to Christ for mercy. He wanted to see. He wanted the scales lifted from off his eyes. And he knew that the Lord was the one who would be able to work this miracle in his life. And sinner, there's an opportunity given to you this very Lord's Day evening to come to Christ. You're not here by accident in this house tonight. The Lord has brought you here to hear the Word. Not to hear this preacher, but to hear His Word, to hear His message, to hear His offer of mercy to your soul. That's why you're here tonight. And Christ is giving you this opportunity to be saved, to believe His Word. An opportunity which may never, and you have to live up to this fact and realize that this is an opportunity which may never be given to you again. We sing the hymn sometimes, Jesus is passing this way today. He's passing Dromore tonight. He's passing the door of your heart. But listen, you don't know if this is the last time. You don't know if this is God's final call to you. This was the last opportunity for Bartimaeus. This was the last time Christ would be in Jericho. And this may be the last time that there's a gospel challenge comes to your heart. You could be in eternity this time tomorrow night. And I don't say that to frighten you. I'm simply telling you that because that is the facts of life or death. Not one of us in this meeting know what tomorrow will bring. And sometimes it's a good job that the Lord keeps those things from us. But tonight, there's an opportunity given to you to come to Christ. There are others in this meeting who could stand up and testify to the saving grace of God in their lives, lifting them from the very depths of sin and bringing them and setting them on the eternal rock, Christ Jesus. But listen, the fact that others in this meeting are saved, it should be an encouragement to you, but it will not save you. Because you personally, just as Bartimaeus said, you personally must call upon the Lord for mercy and ask Him to cleanse you personally from your sin and grant you His imputed righteousness. Cry with that old beggar tonight, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. That's what you must do this night. Don't leave it to tomorrow. Do it tonight. Do it right now. Where you sit in the pew in this church, do it right now. Call upon the name of the Lord. But if you notice there with me, as Bartimaeus was crying, the crowd intervened. They tried to hinder him. And very often that's what happens. Zacchaeus himself, as he went out to see the Lord, he couldn't see him because of the crowd. And here again we find the crowd trying to stop this man from shouting and crying unto the Lord. And they told him to shut up. They wanted him to keep quiet. In verse 48 there it says they charged him. That means they actually threatened him. You be quiet, boy, or something will happen to you. But you know, I think Bartimaeus, he must have had some ulcer blood about him, because we read that he shouted all the more. He got louder. And he cried all the harder. You see, this was because of the despair he felt and the need he knew that he had. And he wanted, above all things, he wanted the Lord to give him his sight. Listen, don't you let your worldly friends keep you from coming to Christ. Don't you let anyone stop you from coming to the Lord. Satan will tell you all sorts of things. Oh, how am I going to face my workmates tomorrow? How am I going to tell my friends that I have come to Christ? The Lord will take care of that for you. We think of the women whenever they came to the tomb on the resurrection morning. They were worried about the stone, who was going to move it away. Whenever they came, the stone was already away. The Lord removes barriers for His people. And the Lord will prepare the way for you to witness and tell others of Jesus, the mighty Savior. Don't you worry about that. And could I say a word to any young people here tonight? You're not saved. You know, people will tell you, oh, listen, don't you be getting into religion. You're too young. Don't you be going too far or too fast. You have plenty of time. You go out and live your life and you enjoy life to the full, and then you think about religion after that. Now let me tell you, the time goes past very quickly. And people of my generation will tell you that those decades, oh, they seem so short, but they go past so quickly. And 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and it's gone like that. And you know what then? If by the grace of God, the Lord awakens in you the thought of salvation, those same people who told you that you were too young will come and tell you, you're too old. Don't you be fussing about that at your age. And you know what then? Before you know it, it will be too late. It will be too late. The Bible tells me that now is the accepted time. Behold, now is a day of salvation. My friend, this is the only moment. The moment that you have now, right now, is the only moment that you're sure of. And you call upon the Lord to have mercy upon your soul. Lastly, and very briefly, I want you to notice His personal call. If you look there at verse 49, Bartimaeus received the message, He calleth thee. He calleth thee. And although there was a great number of people gathered around the Lord, and no doubt making a great deal of noise, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of all glory, the great Creator of all things, the Omnipotent One, the Omnipresent One, the Omniscient One, heard this old beggar cry. Here we have, in verse 49, three beautiful words. Jesus stood still. You know, as I read in the Old Testament, and I read of Joshua crying unto the Lord that the sun and the moon might stand still in the heavens. That was a wonderful miracle on behalf of God for a servant. But as we read these words, that the God of heaven, the mighty God, stood still. Why? Because an old blind beggar. And let's face it, brothers and sisters, the majority of us might well have ignored him if we had been present. But Jesus stood still at this man's cry. And he called for Bartimaeus to be brought to him. He invited others, you see, to take part in what was going to happen to this man. See, the Lord's interested in individuals. And my friend, the Lord's interested in you tonight. The Lord's interested in your soul's welfare. It doesn't matter how poor or how insignificant you may feel. The Lord of glory is interested in you personally. Personally. And when Bartimaeus received this Lord's invitation, we see that he cast away his old beggar's coat. He didn't want anything to hinder him coming to Christ. And I think personally that he knew he wouldn't need it again. And he came to the Lord. We read those wonderful words, he came to Jesus. Oh, my friend, that you would come to Jesus tonight. What a wonder of wonders that would be if you would come to the Lord tonight. Because the Lord's calling you. He's calling you to come. Whenever Bartimaeus came to the Lord, the Lord said to him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Now the Lord knew, of course. He knew only too well what Bartimaeus' need was and what Bartimaeus wanted. But he wanted Bartimaeus to confess and tell the Lord what his need was. In essence, sinner, all the Lord wants from you is a confession of your sin, that you have sinned against God, against heaven. And that you want His forgiveness and His mercy. And he said to Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? And the old beggar said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. That I might be able to see again. And what happened? What do we read there? And Jesus answered and said to him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Immediately. And my friend, immediately tonight, you can have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Immediately. It's not something that you work up into. It's an immediate transgression from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's marvelous light. It's instantaneous. And And just as Bartimaeus was delivered by faith, he couldn't see, it couldn't have been by sight. It was all of faith. And just as Bartimaeus was delivered, so, my friend, you can be delivered tonight. By the same power, by the same person. For Jesus Christ is alive. And He's here tonight and He wants to save you. He wants to deliver you from the kingdom of darkness in which you find yourself. Will you come to Him? Will you come to Christ tonight? Will you come and ask Him to save you and cleanse you from your sin in His own precious blood and deliver you from the power of sin and give you the joy, that unspeakable joy of sins forgiven and life eternal through His precious blood? Will you come to Him tonight? Our time is gone, but listen, we're here, your servants, for Christ's sake. And listen, if you don't want to speak to me, there are brethren here belonging to this congregation, and they'd only be too happy to take the word tonight and show you from the Bible how you can be gloriously saved. But listen, whatever you do, don't go away without Christ tonight. You don't need anybody, of course. You can call upon the name of the Lord yourself. And the Lord will save you gloriously and simply. Will you do it tonight? Will you call on the Lord? Thank you for listening. I trust the Lord will bless His word to your heart. And if you're not saved, I trust that God will save your soul by His amazing grace.